Notice, Brother Danny, that in the New Translation, there's a note for restoreth in verse 3. It says reviveth. So that would tell us that the green pastures and the still waters are for the reviving of our souls, like was just brought out, but the strengthening and the reviving of our souls. That's wonderful, isn't it? I feel that in the home and in the assembly is where we each individually can enjoy green pastures and feel the shepherding care of the Lord Jesus. And for, no doubt, especially in the assembly, but perhaps we can apply it to the home too. But what I've enjoyed is that the green pastures are made available to us in the assembly. The Lord makes us to lie down in them, but He doesn't force our head down and say, eat, you must eat, you know. He doesn't make us eat of the green pastures. We have the choice of eating or not. He leads us beside the still waters, but He doesn't force our head down and says to us, drink. You've got to drink. No. We have to make the choice ourselves of drinking. And He doesn't force us to do that. He wants to revive us when we're faint and when we're weak. He wants to restore us in that way. And He's made provision so there isn't any want to us if we just will take of that provision and have our souls revived, restored, and refreshed. But He won't force us. He won't force us to eat and drink. He just makes it available to us, provides it for us, so that we might be revived. And I'm thinking this way, and it's very humbling to me, and I'm thinking this way that you may hear something. We may hear something in the assembly or at home, and that doesn't necessarily mean that we eat it, even though we hear it, and even though we may to some degree accept it. But eating of it, I was thinking, is when we do what the Word of God says. We put it into our feet. That's when we actually eat the green pastures and drink the still waters. That's how we're really revived in our soul. When we say, Lord, I'm going to obey Your Word. I'm going to do what Your Word says. And then that's how we become refreshed and revived. And I don't think we're going to be blessed until we make that decision. I'm going to obey. I'm going to trust You and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So those are just a few thoughts I had on my heart. He's not going to force us to obey him. He's not going to like stick our heads down into the green grass and force us to eat and obey him. But he wants us to enjoy the green grass for ourselves, because we want to enjoy it and because we want to do what his word says to our hearts. We want to obey and we want to be blessed and we want to be refreshed.
Sin number 238.
Oh, shepherd.